interesting and interesting to lots of people. Benue Adebayo works in the creative space, turning creativity into business. She does this in a bunch of different ways, directing and producing and writing and even getting on the camera sometimes. And so, and she also helps lots and lots of artists and creatives get to this point, even runs a business doing it. And so for this whole week long at this time, we're going to be talking about that moment where maybe you're online, maybe you post a video on Instagram, or maybe you make your first TikTok, or maybe you do a tweet that's very funny, or maybe you're a photographer and you're putting your creativity online and it suddenly starts going really well and you think, maybe I could be a creative person and turn this into a business. But it's very hard to do that, of course. It's very tricky to do that. And this is, in many ways, the internet has given us all the opportunity to be this person and to do this kind of work. But it is also a brand new industry that works in sensible ways that a lot of people also want to do well. So here's Benue Adebayo on the first installment of four on the new LO, turning creativity into business in the modern world.
New LO. Crucial things we need to know on Five Breakfast.
So I'm delighted to welcome Benue Adebayo onto the show. Benue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. And how are you?
Very good, thanks. So you are the creator and the chief runner of Baby Mogul, which does a ton of different work for many different African creatives in all different levels of, I guess, creative career making, production and distribution and all of this. So you're the exact right person to talk to. And we're going to be speaking to you for the rest of the week at this time. So the first thing I wanted to ask you, Benue, is who should even bother to try and pursue this kind of career and this kind of industry? Because we've all had a hot moment online, or two or three, but who are those who should really think, maybe this is something that I want to do and I like could be born for or good at?
I think that's a great question, Dan, and it's really the place that a lot of people should be starting out. I mean, I think we've all had like one really hot selfie or a TikTok that, you know, just seemed to blow up overnight. But of course, that's a very different ballgame, you know, to turning that into your life's work. So I think, you know, creativity, of course, is the first axis of like going into creative business, but it's also about really having a strong work ethic. You know, the content creators, is the creative business people that we see doing the best, have put a lot of time into their craft, a lot of learning into their craft, behind closed doors. So I suppose it's about thinking, you know, is this a skill, or is this a platform that I'm willing to dedicate a lot of time and effort to? And, you know, is my goal here fundamentally to be like Insta famous and have a hot moment on the internet? Or is creativity really something I think I can use to contribute to different people? Because ultimately, the thing about turning it into a business is that you're inevitably serving the market. So you're going to be taking on clients. You are going to be interacting with other creative business people. So you've got to kind of figure out, what is my offering? What am I even doing here? Should I even be doing it? Am I the right person for this?
How do you reckon people should go about figuring out if they have a shtick or a bit or something unique enough to contribute that maybe they'll be able to get some followers or kind of an audience for, and also potentially get some people to give them some money to be a part of?
It's about researching what the nature of your market is. I mean, I'm all for you know, YouTubing and all of this creative business, because I think that the diversity and the amount of information and insight we have because of creatives has changed the way we all live. But I think that if there are 150 story time YouTubers in your neighborhood alone, maybe it's not you, babes. Maybe you need to find me. Or if it's not about the numbers, then how is it that you tell your story? I think one of the things that we've seen that works really well, particularly in South Africa, is the ability to leverage your own language authentically, to speak to, you know, subcultures that people around you understand, as opposed to trying to be a pizza, all things to all people. So do you have an offering that is, you know, that is something that's different? So if you can, you know, if you can establish that and figure out what that product looks like, then you can actually try to carve out a business as opposed to just popularity hype. And then I suppose the last thing is just to start to consider the longevity of what you're doing. So I mean, one of my like creative partners and somebody I've worked with a few times, Kath McConaughey, talks about building a mansion on rented property. So, you know, if you're intending to circulate your entire business around something like Snapchat, and then Kylie Jenner says Snapchat is over and suddenly you have no space, it's important to think about the, you know, the malleability, the flexibility of what you're actually offering and whether it's actually just tied to one space. So those are the kinds of things. I mean, that's not the hardcore stuff. That's not the business plan and the CV and the grinding and the late nights and the YouTube tutorials. But really, that's the stuff that gives you a framework of, is this just me having like a flattery moment of like, I can do this? Although that's a huge part of it, and you should definitely lean on that intuition. And if you think you're it, you probably are. But those are the kinds of questions that I would start to research for myself. Do that self-research. Speak to people. Find out what the going rate is for what it is that you'd be doing, so that you can even see if that's a livable solution. Yeah.